Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rock and Roar Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Brian Roar here, and welcome back to another episode of the Rock and Roar Podcast. This is episode 26. Today is Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. It's National Marine Corps Day, so thank you very much, all of you men and women out there that are serving or have served in any branch of the military. I mean, every day is your day, so we're very thankful to have you on our side and protecting us and, you know, serving our great country and, you know, putting your life on the line. That's the biggest thing right there. I mean, yeah, you get the benefits and everything, but you're putting your life and your family's life on the line. So that's a hell of a sacrifice, and we're very thankful for all of you men and women out there that are currently enlisted or have retired from it. And I know if the military runs deep in my family. My dad, like I said before, was a chief petty officer of the Navy. I have friends that are in the Marines, the Army, Navy, of course, and, you know, even the Peace Corps. So got a lot of good people out there, you know, and, you know, you're putting your life online. I know I said that, but it's a hell of a sacrifice. So we're very thankful for you. And, you know, thank them. If you see a veteran out in public with a hat on, thank them. I mean, they're here. You're able to do the stuff that you are doing now because of them. So we owe it to them. We owe them more than what they're getting from our government. And, you know, it's sad. But that is the way the cookie crumbles. And it's just so terrible. But, you know, big thanks to all you active and retired veterans out there. We love you. We thank you. And go get you something nice. I mean, go get you, coffee or a cupcake. Today's National Cupcake Day, too. Vanilla cupcake is what it is. Don't really matter. Get whatever kind of cupcake you want. So, But yeah, we'll just leave it at that. So thank you very much. Thank you, Marines, and all you veterans out there, and get yourself a cupcake. Speaking of food, we'll do a little on this date. So on this date in 1990, I don't know if you guys remember this guy. His name was Robert Van Winkle. Stage name was Vanilla Ice. So on this date in 1990, Vanilla Ice started a 16-week run at the number one with his album, To the Extreme, or Rock a Mic Like a Vandal, Light Up a Stage, Watch It Jump Like a Candle. Hey, great album. I remember when that first came out. I was only about 4 years old. No, but I remember when I first was getting into, like, speakers and everything, subwoofers and all that. My dad had took me to not a thrift shop. It was a pawn shop downtown Newark. It is definitely not there anymore, but they had it was only a 40-watt, two 40-watt subs. So my dad bought me them and was like, well, I got to have some music to play through them. It's only right, you know. So what did I pick up? I picked up To the Extreme. They had it there for 50 cents, still in the plastic wrap. So I listened to it, and, you know, he's got some good songs on there. He's got the hits and everything, but he's got, like, ballads on there. And the best song on it is the very last song. It's called Having a Roni, and it's all a cappella. So he's beatboxing, and he just does some crazy shit with his voice, and he's very talented. Now he's doing, like, home remodels and all that. He's been on movies, of course. He's been involved with the Juggalos, the ICP scene. Fun as hell. Those shows look fun as shit. Probably can't do them anymore because they spray, like, Faygo on you and everything, but that's what made the shows. That's what made shows back in the day. I mean, it's a shame that we can't do that now because all the health protocols and all that, which, you know, is good, keeping us safe and everything, but it's like, dude, you're at a show to have fun. Like, it's just Fago pop. It ain't gonna, you know, it's not like they put LSD or anything inside it. It's like, come on. It's just Fago. Hell, Guar, they would have blood splattered all over the people in the audience. You know, they would tell you to wear white or don't wear white or one of the two or bring a white sheet or something. But, yeah, so 1990, he started a 16-week run. Wow, that's pretty damn good. A four-month run stretch at number one for To the Extreme. Hey, great album. You guys check it out. Of course, you know Ice Ice Baby. That's like what he's known for and everything. Oh, got an alert. We better turn that off. Fantasy alert. Uh-oh. Is Brandon Ayuk a wide receiver too? Oh, no. We'll see. We'll see, folks. Hopefully he can pick up the pace. I mean, last year he was on fire, and this year he's like burned out. I don't know. Maybe the first, you know, the sensation wore off. I don't know. Or teams figured him out. I don't know. That's the name of the game, though. But what I do know is Vanilla Ice, he's really good. Always liked in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Ninja Rap. Great song, great movie. All three of them. I mean, the old school ones, like The Secret of the Ooze, the original one, and even a third one. I think it took place in, like, I don't know, they were in, like, some foreign land or something. Or maybe that was Back to the Future. One of the two, I don't know. But nonetheless, great movies, great music and everything, and, you know, great guy. I mean, yeah, he's had his bouts with, you know, the law and everything, but what rock star hasn't? Am I right, folks? You know, that's just what they do. They cause hell and they leave a stamp on the world that is either good or bad. And when that album came out, it was bad because old Suge Knight from Death Row supposedly paid him a visit because he had said something about Suge in an interview or something, or he's talking bad about Death Row Records, and you don't do that. I mean, you don't fuck with the West Coast, man. They're ruthless, man. They will do whatever it takes. And so supposedly Suge Knight took Vanilla Ice, like, he met him up in his, he was at the top floor of a hotel or something, and he bent him over the balcony. Not in a weird way, but, like, picked him up and, like, handed, like, threw him over, not threw him, but he, like, hung him over the balcony, and it's like, you know, he quit talking shit or something like that. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened, but that's the stories that the people or media gives to you. And speaking of Death Row, I seen an article over the, today or two? That Snoop Dogg, he's actually thinking about restarting it, like buying the rights, buying everything from Death Row and bringing it back up. That would be awesome. A lot of great artists was on Death Row. Of course, you know, Tupac and Snoop and everything. But, I mean, Warren G was on there. You had Nate Dogg, all the West Coast champs. I mean, with the DPG. They was on their Dog Pound Gang, so you have, it's more than just a few artists. I mean, it's a great, great record label, came out with great music, and, you know, just, you'll never find anything else like it. So we'll see if he can bring that back up. But in the meantime, check out To the Extreme by Vanilla Ice. Great album. Can't say that enough. It was a good time listening to it, too, back in the day, like, listening to it for the first time. Like, when we lived at home, like I said, I had two 20-watt subwoofers, so it was 40 watts altogether. Nothing crazy, but in a bedroom, probably the size, I don't know, a 15 by 20 bedroom, yeah, shit gets rocking. And, you know, many times Dad would knock on the door, can you turn it down? Can you turn it down? You know, I'm watching TV. I can't hear it. And it's like, yeah, sorry, man. I'm only 12 years old and I love bass. I just love bass. I love the way it makes you feel. I love the way it sounds and everything. And, you know, it's just, you've got to have it in music. That's what I'm trying to say. But with that being said, we're going to hit up our socials and Patreon if you guys want to hit me up anytime on, I got Twitter, I got all of them. So don't be, if you listen to this, don't think that I'm only on Twitter and all that. I'm on Facebook if you guys know me personally. If not, you can hit me up on these socials anytime. If you're on Twitter, I am at BRoar3. If you're on the gram, the IG, the Instagram, I am at Brian, or it's at BRoar, just B-R-O-H-R. And if you're over on TikTok, I got some videos I post every now and then, mostly about the podcast, but I'm trying to think of what to do, like, you know, that one video that's going to go viral. But if you want to see some funny stuff, you can look me up on TikTok. I am at BrianRoar1986. And if you feel like donating to this podcast, like I always say, spreading the word to the masses, taking this sucker on the road, I got three different tiers you can donate to, a $3, $4, and $8 one. Holiday season's coming up, so what better gift to give to your loved ones than the gift of my voice? No, that's more of a nightmare. No, but if you guys want to feel like you're donating to, you go to www.patreon, so that's patreon.com/R and then OCKNROHR22. As always, I'll have the links for everything in the show notes, so if you didn't get a chance to write it down, it will have them in the show notes, so just hit it up there. And thank you again, you know, thank you all for listening to my episodes and everything. I'm very appreciative of you guys and girls, so thank you very much. I love you all, and we'll keep on this sucker going. So on today's show, we got a few topics we're going to talk about. Dancing. Do you enjoy dancing? What music do you like dancing to? So we'll talk about that. Has your musical taste changed over the years? So what you listen to now, did you think you were going to listen to, you know, 5, maybe even 2 years ago? So we'll talk about that. Can a robot write a song? So you hear about robot umpires in the MLB. They're actually trying them out. Don't know if they've had good success with it, but, you know, the future of music, is it going to be robots writing it? You know, are we going to be working from home and, you know, having robots do everything? I mean, with that, I mean, you can work around the clock and everything. So that's one thing to think about too. And last on the topics, you know, the Astro World tragedy, I'm sure you guys are sick of hearing about it, but I mean, it's serious stuff out there. So crowd jamming, crowd, you know, shoving and everything. So I'll just tell you about a few experiences I've had with that, and the good and the bad of both sides. So, like, as always, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to the 8 victims that lost their lives and all the injuries, all the families and everything. It's terrible. And, you know, people are going to be held accountable. I had seen where Travis Scott was going to pay for the funerals for the 8 people. And, you know, it's a very nice gesture, you know, but that only goes so far for people, and it's understandable, you know, but we'll talk about that, and we'll just start from the top, baby. Here we go. So, do you enjoy dancing? That's a damn good question. I would always talk about this to my wife. It's like, you know, I'd like to learn how to line dance or square dance. I know that's probably not the most funnest. My wife is a great dancer. She used to tap dance back in the day. She knew every move from Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation. She knew all the Paula Abdul dances. And, you know, she even danced on the crates, folks. She is legit. You know, her and her friends did it. So, great times. And, you know, she still dances now. And, man, she's got moves like Jagger. You know, if Mick Jagger was a woman. But, he might be, I don't know. But anyway, dancing. So I always thought it would be, always loved seeing like square dancing, especially like, you know, like honky, what is it? Like honky tonk dancing, I guess. you know, Billy Ray Cyrus, when he had that song, what is the song that he came out with, man? I can't think of it. Billy Ray Cyrus, Boots, no, that's Brooks and Dunn. Anyway, we'll go with that, Boots, Scoot, and Boogie. They had a good line dance video and everything. I'm sorry, I draw blanks sometimes, folks, and, you know, don't worry about that. But anyway, so line dancing, I always thought it was cool. Brooks and Dunn, they had a really good video of it. And even in gym back in like seventh grade, it was probably fifth grade. We had to perform it in gym in front of the whole school and everything. So it was pretty cool. You know, coordination, that's the number one thing when it comes to dancing. You guys got to be coordinated. You know, step for step, everything. You watch the people on Dancing with the Stars, and they make it look easy, but they've also been doing it. Like, the choreographer's been doing it for years, so they know how to get, you know, what they want out of their partner and everything. But what kind of music do you dance to? That's another thing, too. I mean, there's twerking. You know, the kids are doing twerking nowadays. You got, we used to call it grinding back in our day. You know, little bump and grind and everything. And, yeah, it was crazy as hell back in the day. At high school dances, my God, you saw people, especially prom dance, my goodness, I'll never forget it. I was walking around with my friends and everything. And, you know, there was a couple, and they were hardcore dancing. Like, not, like, fist fighting or anything, but, like, hardcore grinding, I should say. I mean, they damn near had sex right there in front of everybody. And it was like, damn, man. They were like, I love this song. Okay, we can tell. But, you know, even hardcore dancing, like back in the 2000s, I don't know if they do it anymore. But so hardcore dancing, when hardcore bands would play and, like, the breakdown would come up, you know, the chugga, 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 you know, the breakdown, the best part of the song. Because that's when the people would go out and they dance. They would do like windmills. They would do the lawnmower. You know, they would do like a sprinkler if you wanted. You know, the floor punches and everything, and you know, the like jumping and everything. Crowd surfing, and everything. Head jumping and all that. Head walking. That's what it is. But you know, it was fun. I mean, that's what the bands feed off of. You know, we feed off that shit. You know, you see someone enjoying your song, enjoying your band and everything. Hell yeah, you're going to play better. You're going to play harder, and you're going to have a better time, you know. But even if there's no one that's getting into your music, you know, you just give it your all. You never know when it's going to be your last show. So always give it your all. Believe me, there's been plenty of times where we was in bands, especially, you know, going out there for the first time. Bands didn't really know who you were. People didn't know who you were. So there were times where you'd play in front of, you know, just the girlfriends of your band members or the people at the bar, you know. But then there's times where you walk in and you'd be like, oh, man, it's going to be like, what, about 50 people? Hell no, and there's like 150 people, and they know your songs, and it's a great feeling. We had a lot of great shows in Sydney, Ohio, Xenia, Ohio. There's people up there, Dayton, Ohio, Lima, Ohio. And people love their live music, and, you know, the fans were the best. They were real down to earth, and, you know, they treated you well. Everywhere we played, we got treated well. Even when we played at churches, you know, they would get treated well and, you know, get gas money and everything. That's all you really ask for. Just gas money, you know, and sometimes you'd get stiffed and all that, but that's not on you, that's on the promoter and everything. But dancing and music, it goes back to, you know, even ballroom dancing, swing dancing. You know, you got the Macarena. You guys remember the Macarena? That was big back in the day. That was awesome as hell. You know, so dancing and music, it goes back a long time. You know, belly dancing, you know, Siberia and everything. So they go hand in hand, and they both can be very sexual. They can be, you know, very intimate, and they can just be fun. You can just have fun with it. So that's what it's all about. Music's all about having fun. Dancing's about having fun. Just be careful and don't break anything. Don't hurt yourself. That's the main thing is, you know, when you get like very involved in the song or the dance and everything, and you know, you accidentally kick the person behind you or, you know, punch someone in the eye because you didn't know they were standing right there. And the hardcore shows, man, I'm telling you, we had some of the best ones in reference, like playing wise and everything. It's just, I know it's weird, but like when you would see people hardcore dancing, you're just like, yeah, you know, you're doing something good. But hell, even seeing people just like slow dancing and everything, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. So what kind of music would it be? You know, just all depends. You know, blues, I always love playing the blues, watching people dance to blues. It can be, you know, slow-paced blues. It can be fast-paced blues. I always love that. You know, the twerking and everything, that's cool and everything. But, you know, it's just like, I don't know. It just ain't my thing. You know, I tried to do it many times, and you know, I just ain't got the ass for it, folks. And that's okay. Yeah, but, you know, even freestyle dancing, like, you know, the people that would, like, break dance and everything, that shit was so cool. They make it look so easy, you know, they'd slap the piece of cardboard down on the ground and go into town, and it's just so awesome, and, you know, it's all about coordination, so that's what it's all about, you know, even in music, you gotta be coordinated, and, but yeah, I enjoy dancing. I'd like to learn how to actually, like, go to a dance class and figure out how to dance, because I'd like to be able to dance with my wife at a, like, a venue or something, or, you know, at, like, a family reunion, or if we renew our vows and everything. I'd like to bust that out, so it's a little peek behind the curtain there, folks, so what kind of music do you guys like dancing to? Do you like dancing? You know, a lot of people don't, and that's fine. You know, you can nod your head, there's nothing wrong with that, shake your fist, you know, do the up-down movement, and so all depends on how you like it, but you ain't got to go hardcore. Just do what you want. Next topic we'll talk about is, has your music taste changed over the years? So a lot of people get just in one bubble and they only listen to one style of music. That's fine. It's whatever makes you happy. There's no judgment here. You know, many years I would listen to the same old songs, the same old type of music. Like I said before, growing up, my dad, he listened to country and western, you know, so the oldies, he wasn't really into, like old country he was, but like oldies, like Al Green and, you know, the Temptations and stuff like that, Commodores, he wasn't really into, but mom was, she loved it all, she loved the hard rock, she loved Iron Maiden, she loved Twisted Sister, she loved the drums for We're Not Gonna Take It. The beginning of it was her favorite drum beat. And, you know, I learned that because I bought a drum set off my buddy for $50. It wasn't a Tom, what was it? I think it was a Ludwig. That's what it was. It was a black Ludwig, however the hell you say it. Just a five-piece set. Had a bass, snare, a high tom, low tom, and a floor tom. And, you know, a hi-hat, of course, and two cymbals. That's all I needed, folks. And cowbell. You got to have the cowbell for that song. And you just got to have cowbell in general. But not too much. Will Ferrell, talking to you, buddy. But has the music taste changed over the years? Oh, yeah. I mean, for me, it has. I've listened to a lot more, like, over the past couple years, like, pop music has gotten, I've listened to a lot more of it, not saying I'm in love with it, but I'm just saying, like, I've grown to appreciate it more, you know, because never really gave it a chance growing up. Like, growing up, we had Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, you know, NSYNC, the boy band craze, and, you know, Backstreet Boys and everything, but, you know, BB Mac, and we could go on, LFO, O-Town, I mean, I'm bringing back memories now, but you know, just pop music in general, like, what's that lady's name? Hosley? Got a beautiful voice. You know, she's got real good music. Adele, I mean, hello. Isn't, you know, that's not what I was trying to say, but, you know, like Adele, her pop music stuff, you know, just over One Direction, you know, they're a great band. They write all their music too. And so I thought that was really awesome. They didn't have no studio band performing their songs. No, they actually wrote them and wrote the lyrics to them and everything. So I thought that was really cool. But, you know, even when I first got together with my wife, like I didn't really listen to a lot of newer country. It was more like the 90s country. I'm sorry, I gotta skip this song. Nothing against Bruce. I just do not like him, man. The guy's big headed as hell and I just can't stand him. There we go. We got some dude looks like a lady. Miss Doubtfire. But, so back to what I was talking about. Music taste, has it changed over the years? Yes. I mean, and it should, you know. You know, you might uncover new bands, new types of music that you never thought you would like before. And that's the beauty of music. There's so many different genres out there. So many different types of it. And, you know, it's just pick and choose, you know, try this out for size. If you like it, cool. You know, try this. If you don't, hey, well, at least you gave it a shot. But, you know, pop music, I've been listening to, not like on the daily, but just over the past couple of years, listened to a lot more artists from it. You know, country has changed drastically. I mean, it's got more like hip hop beats and everything behind it with country singing over it, which is cool. I mean, whatever works, you know, whatever sounds good at the time. That's the best part about recording in the studio. You can try so many different things out and see what works best, like instrument-wise, song-wise, structure-wise, and everything. But, you know, from the 90s is where it's at for me when it comes to country music. But even hard rock, you know, listening to like Gojira. I had a guy at work recommend Gojira to me. Great band. Volbeat, great band that's came out in the past couple of years. Different voices, and that's the best thing. You know, not every band should be cookie cutter, so not every band's going to be the same, and that's the beauty of it. You're going to have bands that have good like musicians but terrible singers, and vice versa, or you'll find that perfect band. You know, but, yeah, I mean, it has changed over the years for me. Has it changed for you guys? Have you found yourself listening to different types of music, you know, that you normally wouldn't on, you know, listen to daily or even monthly? Or, you know, you're at a club or something and you hear a song that you like, you know, with the power of our cell phones nowadays, they have an app called Shazam. Shazam. They actually have one called Soundhound too. They are like, if you hear a song and you don't know who it is and you want to know who it is, you open up Shazam, hit the button, and as long as you're close to a speaker, it'll read it and it will tell you who the band is, what song it is, what, you know, all the information you need to know. Even might even have the lyrics going along with it. So that's awesome to have, because, you know, there's some songs out there that, you know, like, you're like, man, I love that guitar part, but what is it from? Or, man, that drummer's kicking ass. Who the hell is that? Or, man, this singer's singing his ass off, or her, you know, her tits off. You know, what the hell, what's her name, or what's his name? And that's the power of the apps nowadays and our phones. So, power of technology, it's really changing. And, you know, that's all right. You know, the world's changing. So, hey, we'll go with that. But yes, has your musical taste changed over the years? Yes. And good? Yes. And bad? No, not really. There's not really any, like, bad music. I mean, if you like Chanel West Coast, I mean, I guess that's bad. you know, it's just insane, but sorry about that. Had a little tickle in the throat. I think it's just allergies, so that's going around. You got the leaves falling, you got the, you know, everything getting stirred up, the cold's coming out, so hey, here we go. But yes, it has changed over the past years. Has it changed for you guys? Please let me know. What kind of stuff do you guys like listening to now that you didn't before? Next topic we'll talk about, since we talked about the future and, you know, and everything, can a robot write a song? So, like I said before, the MLB is experimenting, the Major League Baseball, they are experimenting with robo-umpires. So they will be able to tell you if you threw a ball, if you got a strike, you know, if you're out, and everything like that. And they've had pretty good success with it. I mean, they're pretty accurate, a lot accurate than Angel Hernandez, if you guys know who that is. Angel Hernandez is a home plate umpire, and he is probably one of the worst umpires because he can't tell the difference between a ball and a strike. So when you're going up, you know, against the pitcher or anything, you know, you got a 50-50 chance, as you always do, but when Angel Hernandez behind there, you got like a 25-75 chance that it's going to go one way or another. Not to talk about Blondie here since she's playing, but just kind of came off the lips. But, you know, can a robot write a song? It won't be the best song, because there's no real, not saying that robots don't have heart or anything, but what the hell is a robot going to tell you about, you know, heartbreak or joy or, you know, pain or love or anything like that? Real life experiences, that'd be interesting to hear, wouldn't it? My real life experience was, you know, when I was made in a factory and all this bullshit. It's like, okay, you know, I'm sure someone's going to try it out. You have sick people out there that are making, like, real-life sex dolls out of robots. You know, people are into that. Not to sidetrack or anything, but I seen a very interesting video on TikTok last night, and I wasn't too sure about it until this morning, and I had told my wife about it, but long story short, this lady was on TikTok Live, and she had microphone set up, but she was rubbing fruit on it, and she was like, and this is an orange, and she just took it and, like, rubbed it on the microphone, and I was like, really, people are looking and watching this shit? And my wife had told me, well, you know, there's probably people with fetishes out there for that, some crazy shit, but hey, whatever gets you off, folks. I know, I never thought about hearing the sound of an orange rubbed against the microphone, but hey, to each its own. You know, that's your own personal business, so not judging you here. But back to robots writing the song, it'd be interesting to hear. I'd love to see what they would come up with. And, you know, I'm sure with artificial intelligence, the way that it's changing, you know, maybe 15, 20 years from now, we might have that actually happening. Listen to the music that come out nowadays, and, you know, anybody can write it. So if anyone can write it, I'm sure as hell a robot can write something and make it a number one hit. So, hey, let's see what iRobot can do and everything like that. So be interesting, or be the first people that get on that train, you know, be the one that comes up with a songwriting robot. Might be onto something there. You heard it here first, folks. But you know, it'd be crazy, you know, with the way that technology is, like, evolving. Like I said, I'm sure it will happen. You're going to have robot cooks. Eventually, we'll have robot people working in, you know, companies and everything. I could see that happening. Like us staying home but controlling them, you know, but hey, we'll see what happens. Future is an uncertain thing, but robots, you know, they could be our gateway to pure joy. I don't know. Oh, sorry about that. So next on the last on the topics to talk about is the astral world and my experience with crowd shoving, crowd jamming, I guess you would call it. It's not fun. I mean, it don't matter if you're in the back or if you're in the front row. Any show that you go to, depending on the crowd, I've been shoved so many times up front, never been stampeded on. I'm very thankful for that. And I'll tell you about a couple experiences where I have seen that happen. And one of them, I was telling my wife about this last night. We had went, not me and my wife, but me and my buddy James and my friend Karen. I think her brother Bo went too. If you guys remember this and you're listening to this, we had went and saw Hatebreed at the Newport Music Hall. Gosh, this was probably 2007, 2008. It was them, Napalm Death, Black Dahlia Murder, and who was the other band? Oh, First Blood. And so Hatebreed was playing, and of course, you know, you had the mosh pit going on, you had the circle pits going on and everything. But what was really cool is one guy had fell on the ground, and Jamie Josta stopped the song mid-song. He's like, hey, pick him up. And he pointed at him, and he's like, pick him up. He's like, hey, you all right, man? And, you know, the guy gave him a thumbs up. He dusted himself off. He's like, okay, I just want to make sure we're going to go back to the song. And they went back to the song. I thought that was really cool, you know, because no one goes to shows and wants to get hurt. Absolutely not. Even the bands, we don't want to see anybody get hurt. I never wanted to see people get hurt. There were fights going on that when Dying for Tomorrow, when we were playing a show, there was a fight that went on, and we had stopped because it started getting crazy as shit. And, you know, it was just two guys fighting over a girl. And, you know, oh, you said you weren't going to bring him tonight, or, you know, that type of thing. Or, you know, you said you liked me. Oh, well. Puppy love, folks. Remember them? Remember them days? But back to the music and everything. But, you know, I've seen where bands have stopped sets, like Hatebreed did it, Lamb of God have done it, even though they had that terrible accident that happened overseas where the guy actually lost his life and they sued Randy from Lamb of God. And, you know, he feels bad about it. I mean, no one wants to go to a show and lose their lives or lose their loved ones or anything like that. It's never easy. You know, so when you have a crowd that is yelling at you to stop and security is, you know, either not listening or they're trying to tell the artist to stop and, you know, he is not, because from what the stories that they have on the news, I know you can't believe the news, but some of the stories that they say is that Travis Scott, now I never really listened to his music. You know, maybe I'll give it a shot. I don't know. Don't even know what kind of music he plays, to be honest with you. But they have, I guess, back a couple, all of his shows have been, like, pretty violent. Like, he's been telling people to jump from the railings and stuff. And one guy actually got paralyzed from crowd jumping. And, you know, it's just, why do that? I mean, why would you want to hurt your fans or people in general that paid money to come see you? Yeah, you want to give them a show and everything, but there's a fine line between entertainment and just pure hell. And Astroworld, it was pure hell. But, you know, I've had experiences before. You know, I told you on a couple of shows ago, I got hit in the eye with a guy with a cane in a mosh pit. Fell to the ground. Never been trampled on, though. That is just terrifying to think about. And I hate watching the videos. God, it's so scary as hell. But, you know, it's what happens. You know, when you have a out-of-control crowd and security that aren't ramped up or aren't expecting what is happening, maybe that was it. I don't know. Nonetheless, eight innocent people lost their lives, and, you know, family members aren't going to see them again, so, it's never easy, I'm sorry. My thoughts and prayers go out to them, honestly. So sad. You know, we had a lot going on this past week, won't get into the details and everything, but you know, there's been some losses, so it's been a weird week, but you just pick up the pieces and you move on, folks. You know, you think about the good times and everything, and you know, it's just all happens too quick. But you know, don't let that stop you from going to shows. Don't let that deter you away from going to see your favorite bands. Just be safe. That's the main thing. Be safe. Take a buddy. Take someone with you. Stay together. Even, you know, getting your drinks. If you guys drink and you go to a show, you know, just watch what, you know, people are putting in it or anything like that. I know they make, like, stuff that you can put over your drink to... it's like a mesh type thing. You put it over your glass or whatever. So just be careful. But don't let that scare you away from going to see your favorite bands, because they don't want that to stop. You know, they feed off the fans. They feed off the live energy. So go support your favorite bands. Go support your favorite artists, no matter what. All right, so those were the topics today. We're going to do a top five. So, like I said, today was National Marine Corps Day. It's every day, but it's also National Vanilla Cupcake Day. So, we're going to do a top five favorite cupcakes. Again, these are in no particular order. We'll just go through them 1 through 5, and then we'll discuss them. And you guys, let me know your favorite cupcakes. You know, it was a hard list to crack down, but I kind of kept it simple, and we'll just go with it. Here we go. So first one is chocolate, second is strawberry, third is vanilla, fourth is mini, and fifth is filled. So these are our top five favorite cupcakes, chocolate cupcakes. I mean, hey, you can't go wrong with a good chocolate cupcake and some buttercream icing on it, folks. Vanilla icing. Cherry icing, anything with chocolate is good as hell. It's just like, you know, wearing black with anything, you look good. You know, wearing gray with anything, you look good. Having any type of frosting on a chocolate cupcake is going to be damn good. Especially if it's real thick, that's the best. Or like whipped, oh my god, whipped ice cream whipped ice cream, that'd be awesome on a cupcake. But you know, whipped topping on a cupcake. Oh my gosh, that'll make me so hungry. We had a Skyline chili for dinner tonight. My wife made it. It was delicious as hell. If you guys never had it, definitely get you some. All it is, if you guys don't know what it is, it's spaghetti noodles with chili over it and cheese on top of it. Simple, as easy as that. We actually got the Skyline can. You can buy their chili. It's got like a cinnamony taste to it. It's very good. Not like your normal one. Normal chili and everything. It's not spicy. Nothing like that. But it's just good. Next on the list, we got strawberry. And oh, anything strawberry. I mean, you can have strawberry and vanilla icing. Strawberry and strawberry icing. Ooh, double strawberry. Hello. You can have chocolate and strawberry. That's classic right there. From, you know, all you lovebirds out there. You know, anything with strawberry. It's got a good flavor to it. And, you know, it's light. And, you know, just makes you think of summer. And, you know, good weather and everything. So, get you a nice good old strawberry cupcake. Oh my gosh. Next on the list, we got vanilla. Since it's National Vanilla Cupcake Day, can't go wrong with vanilla. I mean, it's good. You can throw anything on it. You know, I know I don't sound as pumped up for vanilla, but it's just good. I mean, it's light. It's good. That's just all I can say about vanilla. It's good. Okay. Next on the list we got is mini. So. Guys and girls don't know I'm talking about mini cupcakes. They sell them at like a grocery store and everything. They're just small. They call them 2-bite cupcakes. Yeah, okay, whatever. More like a 1-bite. You can shove that whole thing in your mouth. And they're just so damn delicious. I mean, you get like 24 in a little case, and I can eat them all. I mean, they're so good. They just go down good. Do you have milk with them? No. Milk and cupcakes, you know, that's a very filling there. I don't really drink a lot of milk. Nothing against milk, but just, I don't know. We drink almond milk here. And, you know, because our stomachs are sensitive and everything like that. But, like whole milk or anything like that. My grandma used to drink skim milk, to each its own. Never really knew about it until I got older and tried it. It's like, okay, so it's just watered down milk. Cool. But, you know, maybe that's what her diet called for. You know, you got 2%, you got buttermilk and everything, but the little mini cupcakes, oh my gosh, you know, they're just so good. The holidays are coming up, so we're ramping up, getting ready for all the sweets. You know, like I said, the big three when it comes to holiday desserts is Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. So, we got through one already. We got the next two coming up. So, get yourself a thing of mini cupcakes, or if you like making your own cupcakes, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we used to, back in the day when I was just just shy of 21, we'd be drinking like every weekend at my friend's house, and you know, she loved Jaeger and everything. Karen, you remember, he liked Jaeger. She loved Jaeger, like loved it. And we would always make Funfetti cupcakes. I don't know why. It was just one of them weird things. Like, hey, let's make cupcakes, okay? Well, we got Funfetti, you know. So every time I, like, eat Funfetti cupcakes, it just takes me back. And I'm like, oh, Jaeger. Yeah. But now, last on the list, we got Filled. So, excuse me. If you go to the grocery store, they have, like, Reese's Filled. Excuse me, my goodness. They have Reese-filled cupcakes. They have Hershey-filled cupcakes. They have, you know, you can put anything inside a cupcake you want. I always loved the red velvet cupcakes with, like, the cream cheese bursted on the inside. Not a big cream cheese fan anyway, but I don't know. Just both those put together is just so damn good. Or, you know, a nice buttercream injected into the middle. Oh, my gosh. Of a chocolate cupcake? Hello? Hell yeah. I think I know what I might be getting this weekend. But, you know, even like snowballs, you know, those are cupcakes. If you guys like them from Hostess, they're filled with just a little bit of cream. You know, that was always one thing, too. Like, you would get the one cupcake that would have, like, so much filling in it, and then you bite into the next one, and there's, like, very little. You're like, what the hell? It's the same container, you know? I'm getting gypped. They put this cupcake's filling in that one, and I don't know, just fill it to the brim, give you more cream than cake. So those were my top five favorite cupcakes. Again, we got strawberry, chocolate, vanilla, mini, and filled. Let me know your guys and girls, you know, your favorite cupcakes or anything if you want to talk about. You know, just hit me up anytime on social or in person if you know me personally. And with that being said, we'll end the show with a little did you know. Thought this one was pretty crazy. My wife was surprised by this one too. So when the Titanic sank, so if you guys don't know what the Titanic is, it was one of the biggest cargo ships, passenger ships, cruise ships. It was a big ass ship, and it hit an iceberg back in the 40s and sank to the bottom of the ocean. And a lot of people lost their lives. They made a movie on it. You guys know the history of the Titanic. But when the Titanic sunk, however you say that, there was 7,500 pounds of ham on it. 7,500 pounds of ham. So that's damn near what a ton is, what, 2,000 pounds, 2,500 pounds. So you add over, what, almost 4 tons of ham just gone to waste. Boy, the fish ate good that day, didn't they? and the sharks, they ate good that day. That's a lot of ham just floating around in the ocean. But, you know, you have that many guests on your ship, hell yeah, you're going to stock it full. And, you know, it's just sad what happened there too. But, damn, that's a lot of ham. You know, Christmas is coming up, so that could have saved a lot of families trips to the supermarket and everything. So I thought that was pretty interesting, a little nugget for you guys and girls as we end the show out. And as always, I want to give a big thanks to all you that have been listening, downloading the show. Please leave me a review, 5-star review if you'd like, or 1-star, don't matter. You can do that on Good Pods or Podchaser, or even on Spotify. If you guys listen to this podcast on Spotify, you can leave me a review on there. Always great to hear what you like, what you don't like, what you want to see changed, what you want to see on the show. Do you like the layout of it? Is there any sections or anything that you would want to see me do or have people on? That's the goal. I'm trying to get stuff lined up, so don't worry. We got stuffs in the making. Maybe 2022 will be the year that we break her out, you know, dust off the old extra microphones and get some people in here. Or do live calls, you know, we can always do that. But we want to give a big thanks to all of you out there supporting the show. Thank you very much. Keep listening. Thank you again to all you veterans out there, past and present. You are not forgotten. We love you and we're very appreciative of you and your sacrifice for this great country. And, you know, thank them. Like I say, if you see a veteran out in public, even if, you know, Vietnam vet or Gulf War or Desert Storm, any kind of veteran out there, just say thank you. That means so much to them. And thank you. Thank you for listening, folks. We're going to leave you with the sweet sounds. It's at the end of the song, but Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, the impression that I get. Great band, ska band, great video. Guy had great hair. Well, it's about over now, but we'll see what comes on next. And we'll leave you with the sweet sounds of, what do we got coming up? What's it going to be? Stevie Wonder, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. All right. Well, you guys have a beautiful day, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you. Baby, you're right here. Someone said to live it on yours.